Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Nadine?
I'm doing good. Happy Friday. We made it. And thank you for asking. I appreciate that. First and foremost, Steve, I want to thank you for your service. Lulu tells me that you're a veteran. What branch?
Yeah, I am. I just retired out of the Army last year.
Wow. That is awesome. You know, starting with my grandfather, my dad, and his three brothers, they served in the Army as well. And in fact, my new son-in-law is at boot camp.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he just went, I believe it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. My daughter finally had a phone call with him, her and the baby, a FaceTime call.
Yeah. That is always tough. Going away and not hearing for weeks.
Yeah, that's hard. But again, thank you so much for your service. It is greatly appreciated. So.
Thank you.
And I can understand why you have Pool Warriors as a company name.
Yeah, the other thing is it kind of sounds a little bit like Prayer Warriors because we're a faith-based company as well.
What?
So.
Oh, wow. You just gave me goosebumps. Yeah, I'm a believer as well. Yeah, I'm a believer as well. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Yeah, you always got to be a prayer warrior, right? I actually do the praying like a half an hour. We have a prayer group at our services on Wednesdays and Sundays before church service. So, yeah, that's so awesome. And I have to tell you, beautiful website. I was looking it up while you were talking with Lulu. So really great job on that. Did you do that on your own?
Oh, absolutely not. So I hired a company to do my logo.
Okay.
And then they passed me over to their website team.
Okay.
So they had a package thing where you do the logo and you do the website. And so they designed the website, and then I just put the content in there. So
love
it. It actually worked out pretty well. It took a while because, you know, if you're doing it yourself, you just type it in there.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I got to type it up. I got to make sure to put it in the right spot. And then
No, definitely. Definitely. Beautiful
job.
They
did a beautiful job. Yeah.
The colors.
The
colors, it just pops out, you know. Great job on that.
I was like, I want it blue. I want everything blue because that's what you think of. That's what you want to think of when it's a pool company.
Exactly. Beautiful pool color, you know. The brighter the blue, the better. Yeah, it's really great.
Absolutely.
Very nice. I mean, I see websites all the time, you know, but this one really, it really pops out at you. I really like it. So, you know, I know that you had mentioned to Lulu as well, you've already requested your PIN code, so good job on that. I mean, that's the first step. So I'm assuming you should be getting that any day now, right? It usually takes about 6 to 10 days for you to receive the PIN code in the mail. It will look like a postcard.
They said it was going to be 5, and, they said it'll – I might have done it on – Friday or Saturday last week, so I'm like, it should be here.
It should be coming pretty soon. You know, you always want to be on the lookout for it, so it'll look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. So it's just like literally like a postcard shape. So, awesome. I mean, that's the first step, right? As I'm taking a look at the notes, you know what? A lot of businesses aren't aware that they could PIN verify their business themselves. The only thing is that once you're PIN verified, you're not sure what page you're going to land on. I mean, you can wind up buried in the pages, right? But you've definitely done the first step. So good job on that.
Now you did
mention that you also have a Facebook page. Is it under Pool Warriors or FL Pool Warriors?
Pool Warriors. Just Pool Warriors.
Okay, perfect. So.
And yeah, I just started that yesterday. So my daughter, who's a media person, she's helped me out with that. So that's
gonna
see some traction, hopefully.
That's good. You know what? I think I did find it. There, it looks like you have a truck, right? That you just recently wrapped. I see it on here. It's a Ram, right? 1500.
Exactly. That's it.
Okay. Awesome. So beautiful work on here. Okay, great.
Thanks.
Great. So here's what I'm thinking, okay? Now, you have two options, right? When we're talking about the local map section, the local map is going to get you found in your zip code, and it gets you found about 15, maybe a 20-mile radius, right, depending on your area, your location. So
yeah.
You could go with the local-only package, right? The other option would also be going with our Platinum package. The Platinum package is Google and Facebook marketing. I know you mentioned that your daughter, you know, she's, I would say, like, what, a social media guru, right? She's all over it. So do you
She's actually works for a company doing their social media stuff, so.
Nice. So
yeah,
I'm assuming she's doing Facebook ads for you, too?
We haven't gotten that far. Like I said, I just built the page yesterday, so she's trying to get me some traction first and kind of advising me. I don't want to make her work for free, so.
I hear you. Yeah, my kids, you know, I allow them to earn money as well. So I get it. So with the first option that you could go with would be our local only package. Okay, the local-only package, what we would do is we would take your profile page, right, and optimize it to the first page and maintain you there by your keywords and search terms, right, pertaining to your services.
Okay.
You can use between, I believe it's 17 to 20 keywords and keyword phrases. Of course, we're going to use the ones that are going to be the most profitable for you, you know, getting you found, you know, the most searchable way, right? Now, we also create content for you on Bing. In addition, we'll also list you amongst other popular directories that are within your area. Some of those to mention would be Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, you know, and a few more. Of course, the most popular ones. Now, your website, we will make sure that it is also attached where we are listing your business. Okay. We also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll give you exposure on mobile devices, okay? That would cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets, all right?
Okay.
So with the local-only package, Steve, the packages that I'm offering you, it's with our veteran discount, okay? It's our way of saying thank you for your service, okay?
Okay.
So you would have no setup fee whatsoever, and it would be at the flat rate for the local only of $199 a month. It's a flat rate that doesn't go up on you for as long as you are with us. Okay?
Okay.
So if you look at it, I mean, if you break it down, it's like, what, less than, I think it's $7 a day for this program?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think so far with the local only package?
Tough to say because I don't have any clients right now. So obviously I would like to get clients, but it's also hard to spend $300. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, man, I've already bought the truck. I bought you know, the LLC and the equipment. I'm like, man,
it's a lot.
I do realize I need some clients to earn that money. So kind of a mixed feeling.
I understand.
So
you know, and with being a new business, you know, I know a lot of it is, you know, a lot of it is a startup, right? You're investing a lot of money into starting off the business and also with marketing and so forth. I did notice that you do have a Home Advisor Angie's Leads listing. Is that fairly new, just recently?
Yep, that started up today as well. So they called me. They called me cold just like you did today, and I was like, okay, cool. I got my first lead from them today, and panned out that it was interesting. So being kind of new in the industry, I went to the house and checked it out, and I was like, I can't help you. I'm not experienced enough to do that. So, that was the lead fee for that thrown in the toilet with no money coming in. So I was like,
oh,
oh
man, Do you know how much the lead was? I know they charge per lead.
Yeah.
That's the process, right? We work with a lot of their clients. And I know the leads, you know, tend to vary at times. So let me ask you this, Stephen. What if, okay, so for myself, they give me 2 credits that I can use a month for a friend and family, right? It, let's say I have a friend or a family member that has their business they want to promote on Google. They would get it at a rate that's provided to me. However, we would, of course, have to have a position available for them, obviously. But, you know, I'm willing to go to bat for you. What if I asked my manager, okay, and I'm not going to lie to him and tell him you're a long-lost cousin. I mean, I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to also state the fact that, listen, he's also a veteran, you know, and it's a new business for him. But if I could get him to give me the approval to offer it to you at my friends and family rate, okay, it would actually bring it down from $199 a month. It would actually be provided to you at $149. Okay, that price you would be locked in on at my rate for as long as you're with us, right? It'll never go up on you. It'll never go to 199, or it's going to be at that flat rate, okay? If I can get that approval, right, would that be more feasible for you? I mean, to give us a shot? I'd rather run it by you first before I even ask.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think that would work. Is there any, like, minimum amount of time I need to do it? Like, if, you know, I get all busy that first, you know, 3 months or whatever, is there any commitment that I need to be there for a certain amount of time?
Great question. So, everything that we do here, it's on a month-to-month basis, right? Because we want to earn your business month in and month out. However, I will be very transparent with you, Stephen. The company, what they ask is that you at least give it a fair 2 months, you know, at least.
Okay, yeah.
Because we want you to see the full turnaround before you leave and the magic happens, right? You know, with Google, it is a process. None of this is going to, like, happen overnight, right? You're not going to be on the first page tomorrow. However, with our timeline, just so you know, I mean, we do get you up in a timely manner. So, like, as far as with the directory submission, that'll happen within 5 to 7 days. And then we'll also send you login credentials so you could start logging in and see the calls that you're receiving, look at your listings, the keywords you're listed for. You're going to be able to track your results with us, okay, even where they perform the location of the search. So within, typically this is stated in our terms and conditions, right, is that your company, it'll have first page placement there in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, though, Stephen, that we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. Since you've already requested the PIN code, okay, it could happen a lot sooner for you. So once you get that PIN code, right, you either provide us the PIN code or you input it, but either way, on your Google profile page, you do need to add us on as managers, not owners, managers, so that way we can optimize your profile page and maintain it. Okay, so it could happen a lot sooner for you, but that is our promise, within the 30 to 45 days. But, you know, I've seen it where it's happened sooner, okay? We do send you notifications letting you know when you're live in, you know, the directories, when you're live in the first page on Google. So we will keep you in the loop as these things are being completed, right? Now, let's just say, you know, after your 2 months, let's say even 3 months, or you're with us 5 months, or even after the end of the 2 months, you decide, I need to either suspend it or I just want to discontinue services, okay? None of your content goes away. All your information stays there. Eventually, you'll fall off the first page because we're no longer servicing it, right? But any reviews generate or anything like that, none of it disappears, okay? And you just call us 3 business days, you know, before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. All right?
Okay.
So while we were talking, I did chat my manager, and he did want me to thank you again for your service. I told him, you know, listen, he's an Army vet. You know what I mean? And I need you to approve this. And he told me, absolutely. So I did get the code from him. So I am able to offer it to you at the $149. Okay?
Yeah.
What is the best email for you? I am going to send this to you in writing. This is where we send your receipt and correspondence from us.
Okay. It is steve at flpoolwarriors.com.
Okay. And that's Steve at F as in Frank, L as in Larry, poolwarriors.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what I'm going to do first is I am going to be sending you two emails. The both of them are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And the first email is going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to show you that you are offered our local only program at $149 a month. Okay, it is month to month. It shows you everything that is included in the package as well. And my contact information, you'll always see it at the very bottom of the email. Okay, so let me get that first one sent over to you. Now, the second email that you will be receiving, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. What it does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So this way you can get familiar with how the reports will look. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just bear with me here. I don't know what's going on. I'm having a couple of issues with my email.
All right.
Let me see. Let's resend it. Let me send it again. All right. And then on the number that we're speaking on, you can also receive text messages, right, to this number? Hello?
Hi.
Hello, Steve. Oh, okay. I kind of lost you there for a minute.
Okay. I'm right here.
You're like, I'm here. Yeah. I don't know. It's like for some reason, like it went quiet. It might have been my connection or something. So.
Yes. Now, this number to receive.
Okay. Perfect. You're like, yes. And I'm all, hello?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I was like,
You're like, I'm here. Where are you? Sorry about
that. You asked again. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send you three text messages, and please let me know once you receive them because I want to make sure you received them on your end. The first one that I'm sending you, it's going to have my contact information. Although I am the lead on the account, I always like to provide my information just so you have it. And it'll say Nadine Medina with my 877 number and my extension. The second email is going to have, or not email, I'm sorry, second message is going to have the number to customer service, okay? Anytime you have a change, an update, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. We are here Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So for you, we're here 10 to 7, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then the third message that I'm sending is going to have a link to a YouTube video that is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, I do highly recommend that you watch the video. What it does is it gives you a demonstration on how you log in to view your reports, and it's just so you can get familiar with it. Okay. It's nothing too complicated, but I do want you to watch that. All right. Now. For the account purpose, your first name, is it Steven and you go by Steve, or what do you prefer?
Correct. Yeah, my first name is Steven with a P-H, P-H-E-N, but I go by Steve because everybody wants to call me Stefan.
Got it. I would, you know what, I would make that mistake, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I was like, no, That's biblical right there. Stephen in the Bible is PH.
You're like, look it up. Pick up a Bible and read it.
I've done that. I've actually said that too. I was like, no, Stephen is in the Bible.
You know, I'm so guilty of this. My husband and I, we were just talking about this in our Bible group. You know, they go around and asking if anyone has any prayer requests. And I said, yeah, I pray that, you know, I can be more obedient and more disciplined when it comes to picking up the Bible and reading the Word, you know? Sometimes I just don't know where to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
I learned a long time ago, don't start at the very beginning. You're going to get lost with all the genealogy, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So.
So I've got the Bible app, and there is, let me see if I can, I don't remember what it's called. That just goes to show how this is the time.
You know, my mother-in-law gave me one too to look up. Oh, what is it? I have it on my phone too. It gives you the different ones, right? The different translations, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's YouVersion.
Oh, okay.
YouVersion. And the plans I'm doing is they go through a book of the Bible, and it's just I'm going through Matthew Explained Part 4, and it goes chapter. Each day is a chapter. You read through the chapter, and then it gives you like a commentary on the entire chapter.
Really?
And so just go through.
And what's it called?
it's a chapter a day. The app is YouVersion, which is just like a Bible app.
Okay.
And then the Bible, you go to plans, and there's a bunch of different Bible study plans, and you can do like a read the Bible in a year plan, or if you got a topic you're interested in, you can do those plans. But the ones I do is like each book of the chapter explained.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's,
I'm going to have
Ephesians
to check that
explained,
out.
Revelation explained. Right now I'm doing Matthew explained. But yeah, I've gone through, I don't know, probably eight, nine different Bible books. And just explained, and it's I think it is like Through the Word Ministries does it.
Okay.
And so yeah, it's just a pastor, and he goes through a chapter at a time, and it gives you a audio, so like I would listen to it on the way to work.
Uh-huh.
And listen to the chapter. I'd read the chapter at home beforehand, and I'd get in the car and listen to their commentary. And it was always, I don't know, but maybe like 15, 20 minutes tops.
I'm going to have to definitely check that out. That sounds like something I need, you know. My husband actually has an evangelist. He used to be, one of the pastors at our church, but now he's more of an evangelist. But he's kind of like, kind of discipling, you know, my husband as well. So he's started him on the book of Romans. And so my husband at first had to read 1 Corinthians, and he's like, I don't understand why I'm reading this. I thought we were working on Romans. And he told him, it's like reading a book and you read the preface of it, right? It tells you who wrote it, why it was written, and who it was written to. It kind of gives you, you know, the before behind the book being written, right? And he's like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. So I'm kind of helping him with that as well. But thank you for that. I'm definitely going to check that out. I'm going to look it up, that app. That would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, it makes it a little bit easier. And you just got to remember to open up the app and do it.
Awesome. And then, Steve, what is your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
It's Ward, W-A-R-D as in Delta.
Uh-huh.
E, echo. W-A-R-D.
Spoken like a true army man. My dad, too, when he's spelling stuff out to me, he does that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It makes
how do you use a phonetic alphabet?
Yes. And then now the way that you are having the company listed, when you requested your PIN code, it's going to be listed as Pool Warriors. Is that correct?
I believe so. I don't think I included the LLC at the end of it.
Okay.
I just did Pool Warriors.
Okay. Awesome. And then for the billing, okay, and first off, the phone number that you're going to have listed there, is it the 863-899-7317?
Yes, correct.
Okay, just want to make sure. And that's the best number we can contact you on as well?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I want to make sure that I put your website link on there. So pretty. Now, for the billing, the card that you'll be using today, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Let me find which card I want to use.
Okay. No worries. Take your time. In the meantime, I'm just copying this because I want to make sure we put the link of the website that it would be attached there.
And we made the mistake of moving at the same time as starting the business. And
oh, no. I hear you. I know when I had to move, it was like, oh, my gosh, I had to change the bank, the cards, the everything. And then when I would try to make a payment on something, I couldn't remember, did it have the old address? Did I update it? So.
Yeah, I've tried applying for some credit cards and stuff like that to get some business credit, and yeah, they're like, we're not showing you in Auburndale, Florida. We're showing you in Palm Beach. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know who I'm supposed to contact.
Yeah. Now,
I'm like,
Now, were your PIN verifying the business? Did you PIN verify it in Auburndale?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And just to confirm with you, because I noticed that the Home Advisor has an address on there. So I want to make sure that your address isn't showing. Is it 231 Sparkling Court? That's
yes,
where
that
the PIN code's being sent to? Okay. So I'll make sure that the address is hidden, because sometimes when someone PIN verifies their business, sometimes the address will show. So we will make sure that your address is hidden. Okay, so that it doesn't appear on Google?
Yeah, I think it's cool that the street name's on there because it's Sparkling Court, and that's just awesome.
I know,
but
I
prefer to just delete that 231, and I actually did that until wanted to send me a postcard, and I was like, dang it, I've got to put the address, otherwise it's not going to show up to me, you know?
I know, right? Sparkling Court, though, goes perfect with it. I hear what you're saying.
Exactly. So if you can... You can hide the 231, that'd be great. I mean, there's only you know, 10 houses on the street anyway. But,
yeah, but still, we don't want anyone just popping up and saying, hey.
Yeah, you sucked at servicing my pool, or.
Oh, no, I don't think they would say that.
Yeah, probably
still,
not.
Yeah, but, Google doesn't like it. Yeah, when it's because Google's
well aware. Happy.
Yeah, Google's well aware, though, that, you know, you have home offices, right? So what they do is they would like the address hidden anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. Okay, let me do this. And then, yeah, just as long as I know what's the name on the card, if it's just your name, if it has a business name, or if it's in both.
Yeah. So like I said, I got a couple of brand new cards that I want to put money on, and I don't.
Okay.
I can't tell if this one is like a use it anywhere or only at that store. So I will just go ahead and give you my business checking account. Go from there.
And let's say, Stephen, let's say you want to change the card, you know, before your next billing. Just make sure you call us three business days before the next billing is due, so that way we can update the card, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good. Luckily, I just got home, so I was driving around when he first called me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm just trying to...
No worries. Take your time.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't want you to feel rushed. In the meantime,
you're just on the
phone
waiting for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm catching up on emails, but I'm also starting on some of your notes, because what we'll do is we're going to schedule what's called a client interview, and it would be with one of our technicians. Now, in the client interview that we schedule, what we do is we block out an hour, but we do make it at a time that's convenient for you. This is where I say the real magic is going to happen, okay? So in the client interview, what they're going to do is they're basically, you know, verifying all the information that you and I went over to make sure that I notated everything accurately. They are going to basically be crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about your keywords, keyword phrases, So they'll be going over more in detail with you, okay?
Okay.
And so that client interview is, like, the most important because, you know, again, the client interview is where the technician goes over way more details with you. And then
okay.
That's how quickly we're getting started, right? So
sounds good.
If I look, just so you know, I'm looking at the calendar because it looks like we're all full today for client interviews, which is a bummer. But I'm taking a look at my, how does your schedule look for Monday? Are you pretty open?
I am right now, yeah. I'm open.
Okay. Okay, because Monday I have appointments starting as early as 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, or actually 10 to 11, 12 to 1, 1 to 2.
Okay.
I have 2 to 3. And then I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and 6 to 7. So any of those
times. I'll take the first one. I'll take 10 to 11.
The first one? Okay, perfect. Sounds good to me. So let me do this. Yeah, you're like, if it was up to me, I would say, yeah, do it now. If I had the availability, I would say do it right now.
But, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me see something. Let me message someone really quick. While we're doing this, I'm going to message. Okay. Trying to see if maybe I could squeeze you in. If I can get you squeezed in within the next 30 minutes, would that be good?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Okay, I just messaged him in the meantime. Because if they say, yeah, we can squeeze you in, then I'd rather we get it done today if we can. Okay. All right. So
you get my stuff going, the sooner I can get to the top of that page.
Right, exactly. I'm just waiting for him to respond back. In the meantime, let's go ahead. And you said, did you find the card that you're going to use?
I did, yeah.
Okay. And what's the name on the card?
It is Stephen D. Ward.
Okay. D as in Delta, right?
And it also has Pool Warriors LLC. It's my checking.
It also has Pool Warriors LLC on there too? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Is it the same billing address, the 231 Sparkling Court? And you said LLC on that one. Okay. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa? Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
4427-3225-3088-7426.
That's 4427-3225-3088-7426. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it is 0427 for the expiration.
I'm sorry, that was 04 what year?
27.
27. And what's the CVV code on the back?
972.
972. Okay, so before I process your payment, Steve, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. And it is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. What it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice, okay? So as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I will review it, and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Who Warriors.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Ward, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, be aware that you might get a call from another company trying to sell you another product, okay? They are not related to our company. We will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? So that's what that means. I always like to explain
that's
it
good.
Anyways. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 8th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $149. This is a two-month verbal agreement, so your next payment will be charged on August 8th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $149. This is going to be a recurring payment, okay? So your payment will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the discounted amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? So what you'll do is you'll call the 877 number, which is the number that I sent you, and then you're just going to, when you start hearing the recording, you'll hit number 8, okay? So just remember, okay. 3 days before, you want to make sure you call before that next billing, so if you're going to suspend it or cancel it, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package, and then I will process the payment. You're going to receive a receipt both to your email and also in your text messages. Okay, you should be receiving that within the next minute. Now, I can get you squeezed in for your client interview. So I'm going to schedule you for, well, your time, right? For us, it's 2 o'clock, but for you, it's 5. So my manager at the, that's for the appointments, he says just to make sure to let you know that as soon as they are done, that they will be calling you. So right now they're in another call. It could possibly take between 30 to 45 minutes. Okay, just an FYI,
okay.
But you will be scheduled today. So let me do this. I'm going to schedule your client interview. So you'll be receiving a receipt for that client interview, an email, I'm sorry. And they will be calling you within the next 30 to 45 minutes, okay? So just be aware. They're going to call you, in fact, from an 877 number, so do make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times before they even reschedule it, but I'm glad that I was able to get you squeezed in there. I was like, no, I'd rather get it, get that done and over with, you know? because that's one of the most important things to take care of. So let me do this. And then we're just going to go over a couple of notes. Now, they're going to be basic notes for the technician, just so they know where to start from. Okay, Steve? So let me do that. I know my granddaughter turned 10 today, our oldest one. We have 11 grandkids, my husband and I. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
She's such a sweetie. They're so grown up. I'm like, you guys are making me feel old.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Happy birthday to her.
Thank you. Right? I know. Well, my grand's, her little brother turned 3 on the 3rd. And then her birthday is today. I told my daughter, what is it with you around 4th of July? You're killing me here.
It's better than Christmas. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, for sure, right?
I've got a Christmas Eve baby. My wife's 2 days before Christmas. And
really?
Two of my other daughters are January 18th and 20th. So,
oh, my gosh. We have a bunch.
From Thanksgiving on, I'm just done.
Oh, man. You know what? I'll tell you, starting November, it gets crazy. Like, I mean, we start getting, like, starting from November, it starts from November 11th, and they just start cranking. And it's all the way through Christmas. I got 3 nephews that are right by Christmas, and it's like, oh, man, you know?
Yeah.
Between birthday parties, Christmas gifts, we have a thing in our family where it's only, if you're 18 and you're not in school, you're working, no more gifts for you. Like, you're canceled out. We had to because the family just keeps growing and growing. I tell my husband, I can't do that. I feel bad, you know. I know what it was like as a kid. He's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're not a kid anymore. And I'm all, you're so mean.
Once our kids got up to, I'd say, I don't know, 14, 15 or so, we started, because we had 4 kids, and, you know, our oldest ones got, you know, their significant others pretty quick, so, so we started doing kind of like a, what is that called, we would put everybody's name in a hat, and we would draw a name, and so we would shop for that person. So you know, if I drew my son-in-law out, or if I drew my daughter out, you know, I would be shopping for them. And then everybody has shopped for one person, as opposed to, you know, a 15-year-old trying to buy gifts for all their siblings and mom and dad. And it's like, let's just get that.
Oh,
so, yeah, they buy gifts for one person. There's a maximum amount, so, you know, you're not breaking the bank for, you know, a teenager.
Right.
You know, $50 max or something like that. And, yeah, then everybody feels loved. We all have fun together. It's
exactly.
It's good.
Yeah, we started doing the gift
exchange.
We started doing that too, the gift exchange, just to kind of, you know. All right.
Yep.
So what I'm notating here, because I'm kind of going off of your website, right? So I'm putting, you know, clean pools. I'm putting, you also do pool maintenance as well, correct? If I'm not mistaken. Pool cleaning,
chemical only,
full service. Do you do minor repairs too?
I'm working on it. I'm still brand new in the industry, so I'm I'm gonna have to probably subcontract some of that out. But if it's within my capability, I'll totally do it.
Okay, so do you want me to notate the pool maintenance and stuff, or what do you prefer?
Let's jump on it, and I'll find somebody to partner with and subcontract out to them or partner up with them. And
awesome.
Do that.
And they'll go over more in detail with you as well. And then I'm putting on here that you requested his PIN code, waiting for it. Okay. So when you get your PIN code, you could just provide it to us. I mean, because either way, you're going to have to add us on as managers. Okay. And they'll talk to you about that too in the client interview. And then I have your Facebook page notated on here as well. I have the website also notated so that way they can make sure that that's also linked. And then, let's see, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all 3, phone and text? What's your preference?
For clients?
Yeah, for clients to contact you, like your method of contact. Usually people put all 3 or they just put phone and text.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I'll just take all three.
Okay. And then if good. Not a requirement, I just ask out of habit, licensed and insured or in the process?
I am insured.
Okay.
So I have my, the words will come out in a second, the certified pool operator. So
oh, nice.
That's doing all the chemistry and taking care of it. So
okay.
It's not really a license, it's more of a certification.
Okay.
But that allows me to maintain a pool and do minor
right.
repairs up to like $500. So
awesome.
Anything beyond that, that's when I'm like, I want to get there.
Yeah, eventually.
But if I need to,
yeah.
If I need to repair a pump, that gets pretty darn close to $500. So.
Yeah, exactly. And then your hours of operation, what would you like us to list for you? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 currently.
8 to 5, okay. So I'll put Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And then, now the forms of payments that you are accepting. Cash, check, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal. What forms of payments do you typically are going to
be? You're just going to give me all the different ones, weren't you?
okay.
I can take credit card, cash, check, money order, whatever.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a Venmo currently. I mean, it wouldn't be okay. tough to get one, but if I'm taking credit card anyway, like.
Yeah. As long as you got those
so,
three, that pretty much covers it. If at any time, let's say you want to start taking Venmo, we just let us know. We'll update it. Now, you do have the option as well. We can provide you, and it doesn't cost you additional, we can provide you what's called a tracking number, okay? But just FYI, with the tracking number,
okay.
they're not going to see your actual phone number. They're going to see another number, right, that will be linked to your
okay.
phone number. It does come with an app that you can download, right, on your phone, and it allows you to look at your calls. It allows you to look at your messages. It's also another way of kind of, you know, blocking spam calls as well. Or would you be
mm-hmm.
interested in a tracking number, or do you want to keep it as your number showing?
I'll keep it as my number showing. It's
okay.
This is a business phone anyway, so I've got my
okay.
personal one separate. Yeah, come
no
5 o'clock at night, I lose the business phone, turn it
right.
off, whatever, and then
okay.
get back to it in the morning. So
no problem. Okay, just always want to make sure, you know, it doesn't mean that later on if, you know, you want to add that, you can. I mean, just, it's always an option for you, okay? And then...
It's tough to figure out what's a spam call and what's not when, you know, you're a business and you're supposed to be getting phone calls that are not contacts, you know, so...
Yeah, well, let me tell you, even till this day, I get calls, and my husband and I had a catering business before he had gotten sick. I mean, this was like 10 years ago, and I still get calls, oh, your business qualifies for a loan. I said, my business has been shut down for years. Like, no, thank you. You
yeah.
know? But it happens.
I get offers on a house that I rented, you know, seven years ago. Like,
you're like, oh, Lord.
Like, I never even owned that house.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Now, if you take a look real quick, Steve, either at your emails or in your text messages, I know you've gotten several of them, but I need you to find the one. It's going to be your receipt. It'll say initial invoice. It'll actually start off by saying, Dear Stephen D. Ward, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy
huh?
of your invoice is located below this email. I need you to open that up when you see it there.
Nope, that is the invitation.
It'll be before that.
Yep. Welcome to Local
yeah.
Splash.
It'll be the one
All
after
right.
that. It'll be the one after that, I believe. There's several of them. There you go. That one. I told you got several of them. So as you're
yep.
reading it, it says, you know, it goes on to say, Dear Stephen D. Ward, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your initial invoice is located below this email. And then you'll see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So
okay.
you'll click on where it says click here. And then it's going to take you to a page that'll say at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. So what you're going to do is on that page, you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom of the page. Okay? Right before the signature box, right above that, you're going to see a little box to the left. And right next to that box, it has, right next to it, I certify that I am the authorized holder and the signer on the credit card and that all the information is true and correct. So what you're saying is it is your name on the card. I'm just letting them know because I think they're trying to call you real quick. Hold on. Has been added. I'm going to say, give me 1 second. I'm finishing on the phone with him now. Give me 5 minutes. I'm trying to give me 5 minutes, but we're already going to be done. Nope.
That's okay. You're doing that. I'm reading the thing that you're asking me to sign.
Okay, good. So this is everything that we said, you know, in the voice verification. It gives you the breakdown, you know, on the pricing there as well. So on the little box, again, it's just you saying that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Now, you'll also see on there it talks about Google guaranteed stuff, so that doesn't apply to you, nor do the Google ads, right? Because we're doing the local only for you as of now. At any time, though, you know, let's say you want to further on, you want to upgrade, you know, to Facebook ads or Google ads, you could do that at any time because it is services that we offer. But I think for you right now, the best option for you is with our local only package. Okay?
Yeah, I agree.
To get you started, definitely. And especially, I'll tell you, if you told me, Nadine, I'm targeting literally 50 miles or there are specific areas that I want to be found in, then I would recommend Facebook ads or Google ads. Okay. Google ads, FYI, are a lot more expensive. You might want to go with Facebook at any time. But your daughter might be handling that for you. So anyways, now in the signature box, what you're going to do is you're just going to type in your name exactly as it reads. After the D, though, do not put a period. Okay. You don't need to put the date because it's already populated there. And then when you do that, you're going to click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that because the next thing is it's going to take you to a page that's requesting for you to put in a username and password. You see that?
Is it
asking you for, okay, perfect. So this is where you would go in to see your reports and track your success with us, okay? So once your client interview is conducted, they're also going to be creating that username and password. So in 5 to 7 days, Steve, you're going to receive this link, a username and a password, and you can update it to a password of your choice, okay, because we'll just generate one for you. But this is why I want you to watch the video so you can get familiar with it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Other than that, like I said, they might be calling you very shortly, but they are finishing up. So I would say within 30 to 45 minutes, you'll be receiving a call, if not sooner, okay? And so you're receiving for your tax purposes, and I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you for giving us the opportunity, Steve. And again, thank you for your service. It is so greatly appreciated.
All right. Thanks, Nadine. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a blessed weekend. Likewise.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.